We're about to turn away from the river, so I'm just savouring the last moments of twilight on the Thames. It is really lovely, so warm. There's a nice breeze coming, I would say, from the south-southwest, something like that. That's what it feels like at the moment, anyway. Quite strong. People still drifting past. Still the evidence of activity all around, planes flying over and cars on the road bridge, trains on the rail bridge. And now we're going to continue to go over to the old deer park, which excites Vance because it means he gets to sniff and smell and eat stuff illicitly. Vance, straight up. Picked up a bit of a limp a little while back. A couple of weeks ago now, I think. When he was either surprised by or actually attacked by, I think probably the former, the homeless people's dogs in Richmond. I don't think, we couldn't find any trace. This is the point where we're turning away, we're going over the bridge. We couldn't find a trace of a bite. The vets had a good look, and we didn't go to the vet just for that, but yeah, go on, Houndy. You're gonna take me down the bank, yep. Leave you on harness just for a sec, Vance. Vet couldn't find any trace of it, my mum couldn't. So we think that perhaps the dog went for him and he just jerked himself and hurt a muscle. But he has still got a noticeable limp. He doesn't seem to be in any pain, but that may be the tramadol that he's on anyway. Positive effect. And stand there. Oh, I see why you're heading that way. Oh, I don't see why, I hear why. So basically, if I stand here, let me... So it's pretty twilighty. I can see... Off to the right, there's a light from somewhere. What's that? There's some kind of light off to the right. The sky is still fairly light, but basically my vision is dark, what I'm standing on, and light above, and bit of silhouettes of the trees at the edge of the field. It's basically a big field, the old deer park, with trees around two sides, a road running up one side and a sort of sports complex, the pools on the park on the other. And it also has a line of trees running across the middle. Vance, excuse me, we're not going to go and see the other dog, if there is another dog, which I suspect there might be. I've taken him off harness bravely. Just stand, please. Sorry for noise on the microphone. I'm just trying to unhook the oi! Part of the lead so I can lengthen it slightly. He's not playing ball. Right. Walkie time. Come on then. So basically, the way this works is he pulls me in a certain direction because there must be a doggy over there, and I go in the opposite direction because I don't want to go and see the doggy. And between the two of us, we find a way across this field. advance. Do you think we could come this way a little bit? Now, the only tricky bit here is I need to advance. Oi! Oi! Excuse me. No. No. Going this way. Come. I need to work out when he's pulling me in a direction to save me from walking into something, or when he's pulling me in order to go in front to see a dog. The latter is quite a hard pull. The former is quite subtle. I could come a cropper. You can hear I'm worried about it. Come on, Francis. Deeply. It's funny, there's a sort of chatting coming from over there. Noises. Because I thought there was a hot, just a bed of bushes. Who knows? We were walking now, as you heard, and as you'll hear again a few more times. We are directly underneath the flight path, as opposed to other parts of Richmond. We are literally underneath the flight path here, as in they're on top of us. And we are about a third of a mile, maybe half a mile, from the point where 2 weeks ago, very sadly, a stowaway on a flight from South Africa. Come on, Vance. To Heathrow. Fell out when the landing gear went down and hit a building at Richmond Circus. Steady, Vance. Steady. Come on. Unless you're saying hello. Come on. The building, we believe, was the not on the high street building, which is on the high street. I suppose they were never going to avoid not being on the high street, were they? The evidence for it being that building. My mum had read some reports on roughly where it was, and then there was some flowers left outside. Vance! Oi! Oi! No, 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 you're not going to drag me like that. No! I mean it. When I say no, I don't mean yes, funnily enough. Gets everything I've told him and drags me across the grass. Stop it! Oi! Well, you'll go. Actually, I'm not pathetic to put him back on harness because I don't really want to do that. And butchers, he doesn't really understand that. Still, it's the principle that you should follow through on your threats. There's a very bright light down the end. It could be useful to aim for unless it's a person. It's moving. It wouldn't be the first time I've done that. I've had that when sailing before, actually, when helming a boat. Stand there, man. Generally can't see much off the side of the boat, but will occasionally catch glimpses of something, not generally knowing exactly what it is. Come on, Handy. And I have been known when helming to think I can see an object on the land. It turns out to be a boat. So as we gently drift down, there's me thinking I'm keeping a steady course, and I'm actually gently turning round, keeping focused on the other boat. Sight does funny things. Steady, big doggy boo. I just say it's nice being able to record and not worry about how much time I'm using up. Yes, if you haven't realised, I succumbed, I got a new phone. Which will be fine until I manage to clock up 50 megabytes of audio views. 50 megabytes, 50 gigabytes even. Which at the rate I'm going at the moment is perfectly possible. Going handy. There are goalposts, well, both rugby and football goalposts in this field. Now, theoretically, hitting one should be like an needle in a haystack, but it is possible. And I want to be a bit careful. Handy, come on. Judge how close am I to the boundary? I can just about see the silhouette of the trees. It's sky. I still see a bright light on the inside. Watch the bright light. You can see if something goes in front of you, I suppose. Probably one way. It's an extraordinarily bright light. Tripped on the way to the station this morning, actually. It was a big trip. It had me worried, actually. Big thump. I thought he'd actually fallen over or something. So I felt him, checked him all over, and he seemed fine continuing, but it was worrying. Stand there, Vance. Stand. For God's sake, I'm going to take a photograph. Recording, I'll be back. I'm back, but for how long? Who knows? Because I've already used up quite a bit of recording. Fans, don't do that! Oi! Don't do that! No, stand then. Stand. No, stand. Sit, in fact. Thank you. You wait. I am not being dragged after a dog, all right? Not. Right. Let's go. Steady. Going in a different direction this time. Steady. Nope. Nope. This way. Vance. Oi. Not having it. Come on. Come. Come on, Handy. Keep coming, Handy. Yep. Spin around. Ooh, where have we gone? Oh, that's great. And in one big circle. Actually, I can orientate myself. I wonder if it's a big light. I wonder if it's the moon, even. Properly big. Van, steady for me, please. Come on. Come on, big boy. Some sort of drilling or something going on the other side. could be. There seemed to be some kind of circus thing there the other week. We couldn't quite work out exactly what it was. Say we, that's my mum and I. Come on, Houndy. Now, I'm walking sort of diagonally across the field, so chances of hitting something are sort of increased somewhat, I think. But I don't really want to walk into the circusy thing either. So I'm hoping to pick up the path before I pick up the circus, basically. Good boy, that's good. Right now, down onto a gentle pace. Oh no, what's he spotted now? He's having a whale of a time. Where did that term come from? What does having a whale of a time actually mean? Do whales have a great time? I don't know. Slightly lost my bearings. Lights over there. Must be the road. Come on, Vance. Yeah, I can hear it now. What I'm confused by is the sound that the drilling is changing and reducing a bit. And I also haven't got any silhouettes of trees anymore. It slightly confuses me. Go on, Vance. Just a sort of fresh tree plant smell, which will no doubt become enhanced very shortly when the big downpours come tomorrow. That was sad, actually. This nice weather's going to come to an end so soon. Still walking towards that sound, very strange. Standing in the middle of a big field. Because there are lights to my left and then lights to my right and a gap in between. So that tells me I think it's the tennis courts off to my left. Which is where the sound is coming from. Maybe some kind of... Oh no? Oh no, the sound's changing. Like a remote control car or something, maybe. It's moving about. If we had stereo here, we'd be able to, we'd know it, wouldn't we? But we haven't. What I'm also confused about is I can see some lights from the road. I can hear the traffic, so I know it's the road. And I can see some street lights. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What kind of sound will be? I think it's a wee. Let's just check. Is that a wee, Handy? Yes. Good, good. I can count 1, 2, 3, 4 street lights and sort of jump. But then they disappear and I don't quite understand the road runs right down the side of the park. Working. Still can't really end. Well, theoretically, it should still be okay. If I veer slightly to the left, perhaps. It's quite fun, this. Oh, I had a sense of something, something to my left, possibly. Let's keep heading for that traffic line, I think. Even if we go slightly out of our way. Go on, big boy. Wind noise. Oh, path. Got the path. Excellent. Well, there we go. Turn left. Left, Houndy dog. Yes, this way. This left. Now. Let's see if we can do this. Let's keep walking. Hang on, where's the path? I've lost the path already. Come back here, fans. Lost the path. We moved the path. Right, here we go. I'm going to leave him on the lead for a bit. And I should theoretically be able to follow the path. Hopefully, not looking too drunk. Just hope nobody comes the other way. Is it on the path? Yep, there we go. Found the verge of it. Let's veer right a little. Keep going. Don't worry, the road's not that close. It's behind all grass and stuff, so the only risk is that I walk into somebody. Keep coming, Houndy. Go on. Vance is on the grass. Off to my left. Now I discover if I was right about those lights, because we actually seem to be getting closer to them. Which wasn't what I was expecting, so maybe they weren't the tennis courts. Come on, big boy! Come on! If you've got this far and you haven't listened to some of my other recordings, I did some rather nice, well, they weren't rather nice recordings, they're pretty rubbish recordings, but some recordings of a brilliant busker down the South Bank last night, and I would heartily recommend that you go along and listen. And if anybody can tell me who she is, I will stick her name on there. She was very, very good. What are you doing, Vance? Doing a poo? No, we're not doing a poo, we're just sniffing. All right, come on, Handy. Enough. Come. Come. Oi. Enough. All right, probably enough of this recording, really, as well. And enough of walking along here without Vance and a harness. So, thank you for listening, as always.
Hope you've enjoyed it.
Let that plane die away and then I'll stop this recording. Good night.